An average of 7.2 inches of rain fell over Kansas in June, 78% higher than normal for the month. According to Mary Knapp, a climatologist at Kansas State University, that could help save some harvests.
Basically, we've gotten a reprieve, particularly for the spring-planted crops. That would be things like the corn, beans, and sorghum in particular.
Wheat is a different story, however. It has kept producers off their fields and spurred the growth of weeds. As of the 1st of July, only 40% of Kansas wheat has been harvested, well behind the 66% average of years past. Knapp also says that rainfall hasn't spread evenly.
There are places where it was too much water, where it came very quickly. Instead of getting, say, the 3 inches over 3 days, you get it over 30 minutes. And it should be noted that there are places out in extreme western Kansas that have missed out completely.
Over 80% of Kansas is still under some level of drought. Knapp says it's too early to predict corn, soybean, and sorghum harvests, but that producers should hope for moderate rain and moderate temperatures in July and August. For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.